Hello, guys. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus review. Today, for real, is our final episode of Fantastic Fest coverage. John, how you feeling?
I here. I am mostly here, but I'm ready to talk about this final wave of movies
Then
so
sleep.
we can put this in a box, throw it in the ocean, and not see it for another year.
But you enjoyed your time at Fantastic Fest,
I
right?
loved it. I love it every year. I love it every single year.
Do you think you would enjoy it more as a casual film goer and not someone trying to do articles and video reviews every single day?
Well, I mean, yeah, but that's the price of getting to do it for free. You know, like you get free admittance, but it's not free. You have to work.
And
So,
you worked damn hard. You worked hard.
yeah, but it's because I love going there. I love it. It's a great stop for everybody. Not everybody likes to do this kind of work, but man, it's a lot of fun. A lot
Well,
of fun every year.
I can't wait to talk about the last batch today. Just going down the rundown. As a reminder, guys, remember you can watch us on YouTube or listen in audio form on your favorite podcast app. On the rundown today, we have You Are the Universe, sci-fi romance drama written and directed by Pavlo Ostrakov, starring Vladimir Kravchuk. We have Ghost Killer, a supernatural martial arts comedy, directed by Kensuke Sonomura, written by Yugo Sakamoto, stars Akari Takaishi, Mario Kuroba, and Masanori Minamoto. We have Else, a trippy sci-fi pandemic drama written and directed by Thibault Emin, co-written with Alice Batun, Emma Sandana, and stars Leika Minamoto, Edith Proust, Mathieu Samporte. And lastly, we have Dead Talent Society, a ghost horror comedy written and directed by John Su, co-written with Kunlun Tsai, stars Bolin Chen, Sandrine Pina, and Jingle Wang. John, I'm tired just reading that list. Oh
Man,
boy.
I
Oh
couldn't
boy.
have done it better than myself. Good
What
job.
do you want to start with, brother?
Since you have seen the movie yourself,
Oh, I
now
loved it.
we cannot talk spoilers because it's very early
Okay, no
and
problem.
they probably don't have any theatrical plans as of right now. But you and I both watched You Are the Universe.
And
So
what?
let's start there.
Okay, so I'll start with mine because my interview is already up. I did an interview with the director, Pavlo. We had a great conversation. Our interview is already up on the site. Some slight spoilers in it, but I loved it. No ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not even going to beat around the bush. I loved it. It's one of my favorite movies of the year. I was like completely immersed in it. I absolutely loved it. John, what did you think?
It's very good.
Okay.
It is a very fascinating romance in space. Very fascinating. I have a little bit of nitpicks, but the nitpicks I do have are budget related. So it's hard for me to really be too critical when they made it for how much?
Eight
You
hundred
said like
thousand. Eight hundred thousand.
$800,000. So
Yeah.
they're in space for the duration of the movie. And like a part of me was like, at some point they'd be floating around a little bit. But because it's made for a budget, that kind of stuff you kind of have to overlook.
Yeah.
Because
There is
like,
some floating. If you think about the end of the movie, like some of the last shots, there's floating. And it looks great.
it's
It's
at the
used really,
universe
really well. Yeah.
a little bit, and there's and that's a very and I won't go on that like
Yeah.
go into that full detail when the movie comes out,
Later,
but
later.
overall, I do think the movie is very well done. I think it's very difficult to carry a movie with one character for a long period of time,
Yes.
and somehow it does it. There's one part where there's a twist, or you think it's a twist, I was about to get frustrated because I was like, I called it, I called it.
I thought it too. Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I'm wrong. Oh, great.
Yeah, 'cause in the best way, you're wrong in the best way, right?
Yeah, I was like, great, that's not correct. Good.
But it does the right thing. Right. It could have done something kind of, oh, we've seen this before. But no, he sticks to why we go to movies. We go to movies for that special kind of connection, and he keeps that in the movie, right?
Yeah,
Zero,
there's
absolutely no spoilers. Yeah.
There's a twist, and then there's a retcon twist with within a retcon twist, and it does very well to keep you twisting. And
But in a
I
good
think
way too.
that,
It's not like it's a cheap twist. It's just
yeah,
a little
it's
wrinkle.
good,
Yeah. Yeah.
very good.
Yeah.
I'll
And
have to
I want
make
to say just real quick to your budget point. When I was watching, I didn't feel the budget. I felt that it was designed to be a very tight, insular film, and I felt it executed that. And like budget, no budget. I never felt that it was itching to do something it couldn't do, or that it was, oh, it was held back in some way. To me, it was like it was conceived and executed. To me, it felt exactly how it should have been. Like there's nothing more I could ask from it. That's why I love it so much, that whatever it was, it was like perfect. Yeah.
and that's why I'm telling you any kind of complaint that I would have would be budget related, which wouldn't be fair to the film.
Yes.
It wouldn't
Yes.
be fair because they don't have the budget to do zero gravity sequences for long extended periods at a time in space. Or whenever everything shuts off, or like any kind of complaint that I could have is it's not fair to the film because they're doing it as an indie project. And to me, that is a credit to the film that what they do manage to pull off is pretty impressive for that duration. Even the space sequences, I'm gonna say, look very good. That's very difficult to do on a $800,000 budget. So yeah, overall,
Yeah.
I dug it. It's a good film. I don't know if it's my favorite of the festival, but it's a very good film.
Sure. I think it's a miracle. Just one last point. I think it's a miracle because it's pretty much two voices. You have the writer director and you have the lead actor. And both of them carry so much weight in this movie. Both of them have so much personality. Both of them have such an important role in making this movie what it is. I think both of them are executing at like the highest level possible within like all kinds of constraints that they have. And I think if one of them was not vibing with the other perfectly, this whole thing would be a mess. It would be terrible. It should be terrible. There's like a 99% chance this is terrible, but somehow this movie falls in that 1% of just excellence.
And honestly, imagine what if he had more money. Just imagine, like
Yeah.
whatever he does next, the fact that he could do this
Yeah.
with $800,000, imagine just giving this guy just a little more money
Well,
than
John,
what he could
just off
pull
camera, we were just talking about Interstellar, right? And when I was
off.
watching it again recently, I was just thinking, like, this is Nolan, like, blown up on a biggest budget, like, huge after Batman. And I think it's too big. You gave him money, and I think he went too far with it. If you think back to Memento, you think back to his smaller films, I think that's when he's excellent. I mean, Oppenheimer's great too, but I think, like, pure Nolan was like those early movies. And I think he struggled a little bit with, like, Interstellar, like, having a big budget. So sometimes having those limits is better for creativity, is better for the product. Having these limits forcing you to think small and do
Well,
something big. Yeah.
that's why I said just a little bit. I don't mean like give
Okay.
end over $300 million.
Give him
I'm
a
just
Marvel
saying,
movie.
yeah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like imagine giving this guy
Oh.
just a little more
Yeah.
resources, a few more computers, a few more technicians.
Yeah.
I think he could do some incredible work. I mean, have you ever seen the movie Sunshine?
No, I need to. Oh my God, I
Okay,
need to.
let me tell you, Danny Boyle's Sunshine is one of the best sci-fi films ever made. That is not an interstellar budget. It is definitely lower budget, and it's amazing. Amazing. I could see this guy doing that. Far.
I don't know how I missed it. Somehow, like, I don't know if I've ever seen a Danny Boyle film, and I'm really embarrassed by it. I have no idea what went wrong. But I need to fix this. I need to fix this. I don't know what happened.
I think you have. You probably just don't know that you have. Maybe like
Maybe.
28 Days
No,
Later.
I know. I have like a whole list of Danny Boyle, and I just need to go down the checklist.
Haven't even seen Trainspotting,
No. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I
bruh.
don't know what went wrong.
It's okay. We all get our blind spots. It's no big deal.
I can tell you anything
But
about like 1920 silent cinema from Germany, but I haven't seen Danny Boyle.
No big deal. But that's kind of what I'm thinking about. More like that than like grand blockbuster Christopher Nolan $300 million projects. Danny Boyle's Sunshine is a beautiful film. And it's not made for a lot. This guy could pull something like that off.
All right,
So
what's the next one? What's the next one? Ghost Killer?
you got to read them off to me because I don't know in front of
We
me.
have Ghost Killer, Else, Dead Talent Society.
Let's go for Ghost Killer,
All
man.
right. Tell me about it.
You're lucky that you got to read the word martial arts on there, because I didn't read anything about it. I just said, oh, interesting title. Click. Started watching it, and then I'm gonna tell you, this is the kind of premise that America's gonna look at and go, oh, neat, take it and ruin it. It is so ridiculously fun in concept and silly and over the top and very like, okay, it is about, so a guy dies. So there's a guy who dies. He was a contract killer. Like, he was God's like gently ability, just be able to like do insane martial arts against his opponents. Somehow this one girl gets wrapped up in all of it accidentally, and she meets his ghost. She's like dead, and only she could communicate with him.
You know, this reminds me of Hitmonkey so far.
I'm not sure what the, I'm not sure about him, monkey, but hold on. Inside. So she's about to get killed by somebody. Life is being threatened, and he somehow taps her hand, or they both clap each other's hands, and he possesses her body, and she starts
Let's go.
unleashing the fury on bad guys.
Oh, this is great. I loved it. I
And
love that.
it's so ludicrous, it's so ridiculous, but it's somehow so stupid, and it's so stupid it entertains. You know what I'm saying? And I just know for a fact America's gonna see this, and they're gonna like bring in Dwayne Johnson to be the main role, and he's gonna possess a girl, and then that's why that's.
I'm just imagining Miss Dwayne Johnson, and he would look like the genie from Aladdin as a ghost, you know? He would look like Mr. Clean or something, standing there, bald ghost.
I know they're gonna ruin it. And it's so fun, it's so ridiculous. The action scenes are actually very well done. There's a climactic fight towards the end of it that there's like that's kind of like the raid.
All
Like
right.
how it just like it keeps going and
Yeah,
going
this is good. This is
and going.
good.
It's one on one, but it just continues and it continues. It is like it's a movie that doesn't require you to think very hard. Just switch off your brain, enjoy the premise, have a good time, let go.
This, of all the movies we've talked about from this festival, I think this is the one that like checks my boxes the most. Like
Yeah.
I gotta see this one.
It is a very fun movie. I liked it.
But was
So
is it like a bad movie that's fun, or is it a good movie that's also like
it's just like one of those, like, I mean, come on, face off. When you think about the concept of face off, that's kind of a stupid like premise, but it's so ridiculously executed, it works. You know, kind of like that. But I had a great time with this one. It is Ghost Killer. I don't know when it's coming out, but man, I had a great time with that.
It sounds really,
So,
really good. All right. Else?
what's new else? Yes, else. Also caught me by surprise. It is in the vein of all the things that we've been watching recently, like The Substance and all that stuff. This is a cosmic horror with a little bit of body horror. But it's not a, you know, and I struggle to even call it a horror film.
Interesting.
It's not, and it's not very scary. It's more dreamlike. It
That's
feels
good.
very, very dreamlike in its visual nature. It is about two people that, you know, they have like a one night stand, which is like that. They meet at a party, and then they kind of go a little further. They become very close, but it's on the heels of a a pandemic breaking out. But it's not the pandemic that you and I dealt with, where it has to do with coughing or anything like that. People began merging with objects, with like things around them. And
What?
it's not violent about it.
Uh-huh.
It's not grotesque or anything. It's just like all of a sudden you just see people becoming part of things.
So like you're sitting on a chair. I'm sitting on a chair. We're sitting on chairs. We would merge with our chairs.
Our DNA begins merging. Yes. Like,
So like I click my mouse and my mouse merges with my hand.
and all of a sudden, like, me and the chair are indecipherable. Like, you might see a face within my chair.
Okay.
And the way that it's visually executed, it is insanely beautiful and terrifying
Okay, I believe.
all at the same time. Like,
All
it
right.
is. There's one part, there's a dog in the building, and the wood that is like on the building begins to like bend, like it's like trying to grab somebody.
This
But
is
like
all live action, not animated, live action.
it's all live action.
Wow.
But when you look at the wood is making a creak. Like the sound design, it's the sound design too. But the wood is creaking, but it's also got like this weird dog-like howl that's going on with the, and you can see the dog's face kind of in the wood.
That's insane. Wow.
It is trippy. So it is a wild in weirdly, amazingly done cosmic horror body of horror film.
So it pulls it off at the end. Like it really makes it executes, everything works.
Is very good. I mean, for people that like this genre,
Okay.
it's very well done.
Because this is a I don't know if I like this premise would not sell me on it, right? This premise is weird, but
It's a weird premise, but at its core, it is about like their romance and the heartbreaking
okay.
struggle going on as things begin to merge and become different and as the world changes.
could can you com pair this simply with The Substance? Did you like more, less? What did you like about each?
It is different. It is less like The Substance and more like Annihilation.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Annihilation?
Yeah, but I don't remember it too much.
It is more like Annihilation, where everything in that planet becomes like one with everything, and the colors and the vibrancy and the dreamlike nature of it. It feels like a fever dream kinda. And I enjoyed it. I like weird movies, though. You mean if you like weird cosmic horror, like the romance,
I think I'd like it.
Yeah, it is very different.
No,
I
I think
enjoyed
I
it,
like this a
yeah.
lot. Yeah, because for me, like, I really like well-done romances in movies. Like, I'm a sucker for that, really. When Harry Met Sally is one of my all-time favorite movies. And I think the
Well, this is definitely not when you're in the zone.
All right, but I like when there's romance at the core of any kind of movie. Like a good romance at the core, you can sell me easily if it's well done. All right, next up, Dead Talent Society.
Our final film, and the last was certainly not the worst.
The
It
final
is.
Fantastic Fest film.
This movie is in my top five. It is in my top five. This is so much fun. Oh my gosh.
Go on, go on, go
Okay.
on.
Dead Talent Society, it takes a minute to figure out what is going on. It's so frenetic in editing. In movement and ass space. Okay, so the concept is, you know what ghosts are.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if you've ever experienced one or
A ghost?
anything. I've had experiences, yes.
All right. Okay.
I've had
Well,
experiences.
I know who to call.
So I've had experiences, and in my experience, goes do what this movie does.
Okay.
Okay, so the movie basically what it the concept is like when you die, you become like an influencer kind of by like scaring the living, so like messing with the living.
Okay.
So you either gotta like join the role of like going around trying to boogity boogity people, you know, or you cross completely over into the never.
Is that kind of what Beetlejuice did?
There, I was gonna point it out. There's a little bit of Beetlejuice going on
Okay,
in
because
here.
I love that first Beetlejuice. I love
There's
that.
a little bit of Beetlejuice going on in here. So
Sounds good. Sounds good.
basically what happens is there's a girl that dies, and she begins to glitch out, or her
All right.
body
Okay. Okay.
begins to like fade away. Well, in order to stay on this realm, she has to join a group to scare the living, scare the living, right? And she joins like a talent agency. She's not very good. And then somebody brings her into her wing, and like you kind of see how these like normal people try to like train themselves to be scary. Like this girl, like
This sounds like
trains,
Beetlejuice.
like this girl trains every day to crab walk on her legs.
Oh, great. All the good
And
horror tropes. Yeah.
yeah, just all the good horror tropes. It is really funny, man. It
Okay.
is charming, funny. It is gory, but the gore is meant to be silly because they're trying to scare people. So you can't really take it too serious. You know what I mean? Like if
Oh, yeah.
so yeah, I absolutely love Dead Talent Society. I think it's got heart. It's got a lot of humor. I was laughing
Oh, man.
almost every 15 minutes.
Is it good for
It's
kids?
got,
Is it good for kids?
well, I mean, the difference between this and Beetlejuice is Beetlejuice doesn't really show blood. This one actually has blood, so I don't know if it would work for kids, maybe teenagers.
Okay. But
Like,
even
among different children.
Beetlejuice is like for the sick kids, right? Like the kind of
Yeah.
like the kids ready for something dark, right?
Right. Yeah. But this is, I think it's more teenager ready
Sure.
than like actual children.
Okay.
Like, because, like, I mean, there is violent moments, but I mean, when you're a teenager, you understand it. You get what's going on here. I had a great time with them, man. It's in my top five. It is funny. It's actually kind of sad in one point too, and based on the title, is this what you expected me to say, honestly?
No, I thought it was like a riff on Dead Poet Society.
Yeah, that's what
That's
I thought too,
what the
man.
title sounds like, you know? But I like
But
it. I like what you just pitched me. It sounds good.
that's not what it is. It's just completely bonkers. Great fun, and that is my last movie that I'm going to talk about that Fantastic Fest.
Great
And we
job,
have
John.
done it. We
Great
done
job.
it. We done
Woo!
it, Ben. We made it.
I wanted to say, John, thank you so much for all your effort and hard work over the past week. Like, I don't know how you've slept and traveled and you've been sick, and yet you still watched like 15 movies. Is that right?
I think I watch more than that. I
Holy
haven't covered
moly.
everything. There are movies that I'm not going to talk about that I did not like
There's
because
even more that we didn't. I can't even keep track of the titles in my head. How are you keeping track of all of this?
And the thing is, like, these are indie filmmakers, and the ones that I don't like, if I'm not talking about your film, it's probably because, like, you know, the people that do these movies, they're indie filmmakers. And I don't want to be the reason why they don't get an opportunity or a chance, you know? And it's one thing when I'm talking about a Sebastian Stan movie, you know, that's already got distribution and all that stuff. But to me, when it's an indie filmmaker, I don't like being harsh on them.
Completely
You know,
fair.
they made a film, they making a movie at that on that budget is a miracle
Really,
in itself. And I don't want to be the reason why they never get that chance again. So
Well said, well said.
anyway.
So if you could give us an estimate, 20, 30,
I'm gonna say 22, probably.
22 and eight, 7 days or give or take 8 days.
8 to 9 days, yeah.
A lot, man. That's
A
a
lot of
lot.
movies.
That's a lot of movies. Yeah. This weekend I'm having my own little film festival. My theater's showing a bunch of good stuff. So yesterday I saw Interstellar in IMAX. Today, I'll tell you in a second. Tomorrow I'm watching Marcello Mio. And then I'm right after that, I'm seeing Gladiator in theaters. The first Gladiator. I'm really excited about that. Then
Nice,
as soon
nice.
as we finish recording today, John, it's the day. It's the day. I'm watching Reagan.
I don't.
I am the only person in the theater.
Well, and there's probably a good reason for that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I don't know why you want to do that to yourself. I mean.
I just want to see what's going on. I want to see how bad it is, and I want to see what Dennis Quaid does. There's no way. I don't think it's going to be the worst movie I've seen this summer, right? I don't think it's going to. I'm hoping that there's at least something from it that I can find some enjoyment out of, whether it's ironic or whatever. I'm hoping
I
there's something.
guarantee you, it's going to be in the top five for sure. The
Really?
worst things
Crow?
he's seen this summer, yeah,
With the crow?
probably with The Crow. I
Oh.
don't, and I think The Crow's probably better
All right. Well,
than Reagan.
I think I'll be texting you in like 3 hours with my update.
Before I go,
Yeah.
before we get off, to wrap up everything with our Fantastic Fest, I'm going to say thank you to everybody at the festival. I'm in a wheelchair. They are extremely accommodating. They went above and beyond this year. I want to thank I don't know if they're gonna watch this or not, but I want to thank David. I want to thank Wendy. They came through and did a lot of great work on the side of things. Amazing job this year. I gotta say, the programming was a bit different this year.
What do you mean?
Well, I think it's kind of funny because, like, when we first started this journey a week or so ago,
Yeah.
you were like, "John, what is Fantastic Fest? What and what is played at Fantastic Fest?" Well, then, sci-fi, horror, fantasy,
Yeah.
and here I am talking to you about
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, Anora. Nora, like all these,
It's kind of becoming like a general film festival, I guess.
it's kind of becoming that, which is like unexpected.
Yeah, but it still has the
But
genre stuff, right?
it does. But I could kind of see them branching out, like
Do you
I'm
think
slowly branching out.
is that a bad thing or a good thing?
It's just fascinating. That's all.
Okay.
It's just something that I kind of noticed. I mean, like Will and Harper. That's not,
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think it's in my opinion, I think it's good. As long as they keep their roots, then they can branch out from there, right? I
Right.
think that's good because it's not like they're forgetting where they came from. That's there too. That's still there. They're just giving you more options. And I think
It's
that's fine.
not as it's not exactly a critique. It's just
Yeah.
something that I'm
Just a comment. Yeah.
it's an observation because like when I first started going here, it was mostly sci-fi and horror.
Right.
And
But
I
it's not
don't
called like Horror Fest. The name's just Fantastic Fest. It could be whatever they want it to be.
know. Well, Fantastic Fest is supposed to like signified the
Okay.
fantastical, the
It's not fantasy. It's
fantastical.
not Fantasy Fest. It's not Fantastic
Like
Fest.
the,
Yeah.
I mean, but the name is there,
Sure. Sure. Okay.
it is there. But I'm not complaining. I had a great time. I saw some great films. I got to talk with you about it, and
You made me very, very jealous.
come to Texas, man. We'll both go do this.
Yeah. I'd love to.
Sorry. All right, man.
All
Well.
right, man. Well, this has been a blast. It's been a great journey. Thank you, everyone watching. Thank you for coming with us. Be sure to like and subscribe. Thank John in the comments for all his Fantastic Fest coverage. If you like this review, please leave a comment. What was your favorite from all the movies we talked about? What are you most interested in seeing? If you've seen some of them, what did you think too? Let us know. Let us know. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I'm John. You can find me at John Movie Watch on Twitter.
And be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter at mycosmiccircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched, along with all of our Fantastic Fest coverage. Thanks, guys, and see you next time.
Bye.